Now, I want to give you an example of using the lower triadic forces. These can be used if you need to warn or threaten someone or something or some being away. It can be used sometimes in exorcism. It can be used when you are in danger of being attacked by animals. But it's an energy or force that can be used. If we look at the tone E, we go down low as we can, and in a woman's voice it would be not this low, but we go, those sounds are made by straining and by sending the sound up directly from the solar plexus. They are not normally used for any kind of attunement. There are also certain combinations, harmonic vowels and combinations, that you don't use with men in women's voices, because you will find that you have a combination of generative chakra and heart chakra, which is not a positive combination to use. Those positive and the positive and the non-positive combinations of harmonics are listed in the section on composition. So by using this sense of the solar plexus, you can qualify harmonics. They do not attune spiritually. They simply extrude and intrude and extrude force that is animal force into the environment. That is what we would call the use of lower triad harmonics, and they were used often by shamans and by people that are working in those kinds of fields. However, we work with the chalice and the higher triad. The tones of the chalice are as follows. Notice that they make a triad. They make the harmonious triad of the chord that we're used to in music. La 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 la. These are tones and these are harmonics that can be used to qualify chant and song, and that are the best sort of area to stay in when you are composing chant with male and female voices in such a way that the harmonics qualified by a male voice an octave lower on the same vowel sound or the same vowel as a woman uses, that we have a positive matching of the harmonics qualified. And you can find this information in the section on composition. If we look on page 47, there's a combination of harmonics that are produced by mixed male and female voices on the E and the F sharp that go from the O, which produces the lowest, all the way up to E or Li, which produces the highest. And so that when the male voice starts the O with the third or solar plexus harmonic, the female is able to reach the first or base of spine harmonic, and so on. And so the harmonics qualified by the different voices become significant in the way the chant is written. These I have symbolized by the different forms, the square, the anchor, and so on. We use the square to represent root chakra, the anchor to represent generative, the circle or sun to represent solar plexus. We use the triangle to represent heart, and we use the little equal-sided cross to represent throat, and we use the crescent moon to represent ajna, and we use the seven-pointed star to represent the seventh harmonic or crown chakra. By using these seven symbols, we can see what is being generated in a kind of shorthand way between male and female singing voices, which are usually an octave apart, or even children's voices, which are usually in the female range, and we can see what the combination of harmonics being created is. You can find this illustrated on page 48. We'll discuss more of this later.